It's a massive step forward for eye care, and it's a great acknowledgement as well of the importance of the work and the services they provide for young people with autism from right across Inishowen. And what it does as well is it means it takes significant pressure off eye care in relation to the ongoing challenge they have to keep fundraising to keep the service open. This provides them now with a very significant base funding, which will be recurrent every year, with €200,000 additionally now coming from the HSE to help support their services. So it's a really, really big day. It's a real step change in the development of eye care. It's a step in the journey, which I certainly hope, and I know it's the full plan for eye care themselves to be a step in their further development, because there's so much more that they can do. But this now gives them great stability. And I want to recognise the wonderful work of all of the staff and the management under the chairperson there, Doreen Friel at eye care, and also thank and acknowledge as well Adele Quinn and her team in the HSC for their work on this. And it's something now we will all collectively continue to support eye care in developing their service and seeing this make a real impact for the young people across Inishowen, the families across Inishowen, for whom this service is so important and so valuable.
And the I suppose even the mental load of not having to think about fundraising and all the effort that went into fundraising, not having to worry about that as much will let them put their full focus into what it is that they want to be doing, and that is helping the young people who have autism reach their full potential, because there is a pressure on services that are publicly available, and this is for many of them the only way that they can get the therapies that they need.
Yeah, well, it'll take real pressure off eye care. I've no doubt they will still do fundraising, but the situation since their foundation has been that they've existed primarily on fundraising, and there's that pressure there all the time to be able to keep the doors open. What this now means that there's very strong, stable annual funding from the HSE, which relieves that pressure and allows them to build and plan ahead in their development as well. So listen, it's a wonderful service what they've done there, starting from nothing, building up a service, giving massive value for money in terms of the fundraising they've had, also for the funding they've got from the HSE in the past. But what this is now is a massive step change in the funding from the HSE, which will give them that stability, and it's something now which eye care can grow on and put their energies into seeking to develop the service and continue to provide that great service that so many is so valuable to so many families and young people from across the peninsula.